In your mind, complete this sentence. My great hope in life is... Now, I'm not sure what you came up with for yourself, but Jesus told a story about a man who I think achieved something that lots of people hope for. He is a rich man who gets that one extra boost that he needs to be set for life. In the story, he gets a bumper harvest. It's a bit like getting an unexpected inheritance or that lucky investment that pays off big time. And he handles it carefully. He builds bigger barns to protect it. He takes care of his wealth. And so he is ready for an early retirement. He is set to enjoy the good life. He says to himself, "You've got plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." Many people would envy this man and call him lucky. A comfortable early retirement, set to enjoy life doing whatever he wants. He has it all. So, it comes as a bit of a shock when God says to him, "You fool." This man has been careful. It doesn't say he's been dishonest. How could God possibly say to him, "You fool"? God says it because as he went about achieving the good life, this man has made a very big mistake. He has lived as if God isn't there. Did you notice in the story the man keeps saying, "I'll do this and I'll do that"? This is a man who knows that he is in control of his life. He has amassed this fortune. He has planned for it carefully. He will decide how it is used. This is a man who knows he is in control of his life. There is no question who runs this man's life. He does. And that means that God doesn't. In fact, if you glance over the story, you'll find that as the man plans his life, there is no reference to God at all. This man lives as if God just isn't there. If you asked him, "Do you believe in God?" maybe he would say yes. But the way that he lives day to day tells a different story. He has lived like God isn't there. And I wonder, as you listen to Jesus' story, do you have to say to yourself, when it comes to God, "I've been a lot like that"? Would you say, "I have tried to build a nice life for myself"? And would you have to add, "And I've done it without thinking very much about what God wants"? If that's you, I've got to be honest. I think you're making a mistake, because God is there. We know that God is there because he came and he walked among us. In the first century, in the land of Israel, God entered our history as the man Jesus. I don't know what picture of Jesus you have in your mind, but I do know the picture that Jesus painted of himself. He painted himself as God. Jesus claimed to be God. Jesus told the crowds that came to him, I am the bread of life. He told them, I am the light of the world. He claimed to be the only source of true satisfaction in life. That's a big claim. That's a God-sized claim. He tells a rich young politician that following him was the way to eternal life. Another God-sized claim. He tells a crippled man that his sins are forgiven. And the people who were there, they were outraged. They said to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Well, the answer is, nobody can forgive sins except God alone. It's a God-sized claim. Jesus told his followers that a day of judgment is coming. And he told them that he would be the judge who decides who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. Your claims don't get much bigger than that, do they? Who does this man think he is? He thinks he's God. It's a ridiculous, impossible claim. If I started saying, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am God, you'd all think I'd gone crazy. But it's not so easy to dismiss Jesus as a crazy man. Jesus did some things that make sense if you are God, but not if you're anybody less than God. Look through the pages of the Bible and you find Jesus backing up his words with some pretty God-like actions. He heals all sorts of diseases with just a word from his mouth. He tells a storm to end and it does. He raises the dead. He rises from the dead. Jesus claimed to be God and he acted like God because he is God. We know that God is there because 2,000 years ago, you could have walked up to him and you could have shook his hand. You don't get much realer than that. God is there. As we read about Jesus, we come face to face with God. And he tells us this story about a rich man as a warning. The warning is, I am there, don't live like I'm not. In the story, God said to the rich man, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you. This man has set himself up for a good life, but he has failed to set himself up for eternal life. He's lived like God isn't there, but God is there, and God has destined for each of us a day when we will die, and then we will stand before his judgment seat. That day is coming for all of us. I don't know when that day is coming for me, but when I stand before the judgment seat of God, I know the two words that I absolutely do not want to hear are, you fool. But Jesus warns us, this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself but is not rich towards God. The people who are going to spend eternity with God are the people who are rich towards God. We need to be rich towards God. What does that mean, to be rich towards God? Well, it means a few things. It means trusting his son as my master and accepting that my life belongs to him and not to me. He is in charge. It also means asking forgiveness for living as if God was not there. And if you ask for it, God will forgive. Why? Because the same Jesus who told this little story went on to die on a cross. He had done nothing to deserve it, but he did it to bear the punishment that fools like me deserve for living like God wasn't there. In Jesus, God enters history and then he goes to an unjust execution so that someone like me can be forgiven for ignoring him. That's real love. That's love that hurts. That's a dad who passionately wants his children back. Would you say that you are rich towards that loving God? Or would you say that your attitude is more like the man in Jesus' story? When your day comes and you stand before God, which two words will you hear? You fool or my child? Today is a good day to become rich towards God by trusting his son. Do you want to start being rich towards God today? Then tell God that. Maybe pray something like this to God. Dear God, I've been living my life as if you weren't there. I'm sorry for doing that. Thank you that Jesus died so I could be forgiven. Please forgive me for my sin. Help me to change. Please help me to trust and follow Jesus and be rich towards you. Tell God that, and then start trusting and following his son. That is how we become rich towards God. I'm going to pray now, so pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you that you came among us as the man Jesus. Thank you that you showed your power. Thank you at the cross that you showed your love. Help us to hear Jesus' message. Help us to trust him and so become rich towards you. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.